This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Ah, yes. And so we begin here on this Wednesday morning. Happy hump day to one and all. Morning, Taz. Taz and the Moose with you.
Yes, Moose. Hello, sir.
How's
Hello.
Everything? Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Fun deal on tap.
Attention, hotline fans.
There you go.
Fun deal. We got a fun deal on tap.
Now we're off to a rip-roaring start.
We are.
Well, yes, no question about it.
Some of our parts behind the scenes are disjointed, but
it's
okay.
It's okay.
It'll be fixed in a few minutes.
6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time we go. 3 to 6 Pacific right here on CBS Sports Radio. Hit us up, Sirius at XM206. The app as well, and Twitter and Instagram. At Taz and the Moose, at Mark Malusis. Yes. And at Official Taz, as we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's a big Wednesday.
It is a big Wednesday morning,
as they say in the trade, Taz. And we got a lot of things to get into over the course of the next 3 hours.
Yes, and one of those things, which this will not be at the top of the show, but in this program here, probably in the first hour, we're going to do a bench cut start, a BCS for you guys. If you want to get involved here, jump in and do a bench cut start with us. The topic will be the New York Jets quarterbacks. You know, you got Sam. Excuse me, tightness in my back there.
That's all right. You got Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, Teddy Bridgewater, and Josh McCown. Right.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little in the ring.
That's all right. My back, no worries. All good.
So people could call in 855-212-4227 if you want to call, give your bench cut start. So that'll be throughout the show, and you and I will give our bench cut start within the hour here.
Yeah, and so look forward to that later on in the hour. John McClain is going to join us. He's been covering the National Football League for 40 years. So been a long, long
that's
time.
It? 40 years.
Yeah, that's it. It's a longtime NFL scribe for the Houston Chronicle. Join Taz and myself coming up bright and early, 7:40 a.m. Eastern time, 4:40 Pacific. So we look forward to that 40 minutes past the second hour of our program this morning. And we get it go a little football this morning, Taz, because a number of topics to hit upon. Number one,
yes,
Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. Now in the concussion protocol for the Pittsburgh Steelers after taking a hit in practice.
Yeah, I know. I got to tell you, to me, it's a little perplexing. I was talking to our producer, Ben, before the show. We were laughing about this because it's kind of crazy. Like, how that is like the number, maybe I shouldn't say number one rule, but one of the major rules in camp at every level of football, especially in the pro level. Don't touch the quarterback. So, but apparently he had a little collision, did Roethlisberger, with tackle Marcus Gilbert. His own team, his own guy in offense,
and a linebacker Keanu Adams as well.
Yeah, right. So and
it's a goal line situation.
Correct. It was on a rollout play for Big Ben. You're Big Ben. You're 6 foot zillion. You're 299 pounds. Slight exaggeration on those numbers there, folks, but you get it. I mean, how does this happen? You know, like, you can't miss Big Ben. You know what I mean?
No, right. You can't.
Well, I'm quasi-joking.
Right.
You know?
No, I get it. But the issue you have here is that whenever you go into that concussion protocol, you don't know. You don't know how long an individual is going to be out. However, and it's strange that it does happen in practice, especially when, you know, you're not supposed to hit the quarterback when you have that kind of a play. And I know, you know, he got up on his own, and he told teammates that he was A-OK and that he was fine, but still the six-time Pro Bowler is in concussion protocol nonetheless. And anytime you deal with concussions, Taz, there's really no timetable. You don't know.
You don't know.
You have no idea the impact and the brain injury, because that is exactly what it is, how long a said individual is going to be out. That's the mystery of it. It could be a week. It could be 5 days, it could be a couple days. You have no idea how long he is going to be out, and that would be the only concern you would look at it. And it's a big one nonetheless. If you're a Steeler fan waking up here on this Wednesday morning, is you don't know how the impact of that concussion is going to affect Ben Roethlisberger moving forward, and how long it will take his brain to heal.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to get a concussion, believe it or not. I talked about this in the past. I mean, I unfortunately have had 7 of them. So over my from football into pro wrestling, it is a lot, you know. And I had one really really bad one, but the other ones, not that they're not bad, but the thing is, sometimes it moves. It doesn't take a lot. You could just like whiplash yourself a little bit. Your head could just tap something. Usually it's on the side of your head, above your temple area. It could be a shot on your jaw. You see that a lot with MMA guys or boxers, you know, just somebody gets into a fight. So, you know, that's why mouthpiece protection is so important in sports, believe it or not, because it does help with concussion, which so your jaw don't get popped and hit that the proverbial button, as they call it. But, yeah, I was joking around about Big Ben because he's so big, and how do you hit the quarterback, or how does that happen? But there's nothing funny about concussions, obviously.
I'm just busting chops. Course, no doubt. But the point being
stay away from the QB, right?
Stay away from the quarterback. Stay away from the franchise. Stay away. You're, you don't want to hit him. You don't want him to get hurt. Certainly not under friendly fire.
No.
You don't want to hurt your own guy. That's not what the point of practice is. You want to be physical. You guys all, everyone wants to get sharp. Everyone wants to get better. You get better by competition. Guys are competing for opportunities on a particular roster. But, Taz, you certainly don't want to hurt each other.
No.
And we don't know. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger could be A-OK by this afternoon or by tomorrow. Who knows?
True.
I mean, it does take a little while. The concussion protocol, they have a baseline that you have to then meet once again in terms of every single player. That's what it is. You got to make sure that you have no kind of symptoms, any symptoms whatsoever, whether it be headaches, whether it be dealing with light, everything in the nature test.
Oh,
so
yep.
There's a number of things that now Ben Roethlisberger has to go through in order to work his way through that concussion protocol.
Absolutely. And, you know, hopefully it's not much here. Hopefully not. I mean, and, you know, this is, I got to say, this is what's great, though, in especially in football, just in sports in general, the awareness of concussions, the awareness, just to have a player in training camp, in the protocol, to me is a very, very good thing because it shows how important this is and how the dangers of it, and that teams and trainers and coaches in the NFL, you know, a lot of us rip the NFL at times for sure. I know I have. But in regards to this, they're trying to keep teams and, like I said, coaches and trainers and the NFL trying to keep guys safe. And this is smart. You know, Moose, as you know as well as I, not too long ago, you know, this would happen to a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger in practice where he's a little woozy and there's something maybe wrong, and suck it up, get back in. Or he just says, I'm getting back in. You're not allowed. They won't let you. The trainers won't allow you to. You know, you could overrule a doctor or trainer back in the day. Those days are gone. You know, which is a very, 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 very good thing for athletes today.
Let's go down to Philadelphia next, and that's our next stop this morning. And the news is surrounding their star quarterback, their franchise quarterback, and that is Carson Wentz. Not the Super Bowl winning quarterback, that is Nick Foles, who still remains the backup down there in the city of brotherly love for the Philadelphia Eagles franchise, but the defending Super Bowl champs. Taz, let's hear in his own words. Here's Carson Wentz talking about his availability for the season opener against the Falcons for the Eagles.
You know, I obviously would love to be out there. That's been my goal all offseason ever since the injury, and it's going to be close. You know, it's going to be close, and I'm still eyeing that date, but it's at the end of the day not just my decision. There's coaches and doctors that really have the final say, but I really like where I'm at, and time will tell here.
Well, listen, it's good. It's a warm, cozy feeling if you're an Eagle fan on this Wednesday morning, knowing that you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback as your backup quarterback.
Not too bad.
If Carson Wentz is not there week one, I would be alarmed if Foles was traded off in the offseason. But conceivably speaking, Taz, it's only one game. It's only one week. If you tell me if Carson Wentz came out yesterday and said it's going to be a close call if I play in the first quarter of the NFL regular season, where I missed the first four games of the NFL regular season, then I'd be a little bit more concerned if Nick Foles was not there. But we saw Foles thrive under Doug Peterson. We saw the Eagles adjust what they could do offensively or what they did offensively at the quarterback position with Foles at the quarterback spot. We saw him win a Super Bowl with Foles at the quarterback spot. So, I mean, I look at whether or not Carson Wentz is there week one, it doesn't matter to me. He's going to be there for the majority of the 2018 NFL regular season. And really, for my money, that's all that really matters for Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, you heard Wentz say there in that sound we played, that audio, that, you know, it'll be close. You know, to me, once it sounds like it could be close, then it should be no. You know, so there's no reason in week one you're playing the Falcons at home. You know, it's not going to be an easy road for sure, but you got a pretty good contingency plan in Nick Foles, a Super Bowl MVP, as your backup. So if it's, you know, you heard him, Moose, you know, yeah, by saying, it's going to be close. Yeah, usually when it's close, that means let's let you chill out for a game.
Well, and he's hoping next week to be part of 11-on-11 drills for the Philadelphia Eagles. He mentioned, as we just heard in his own words, the very fact of it'll be up to the doctors that it will be a close call, but you don't get greedy. I mean, just as you're going to take time in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger, just as the Giants are going to take their time now with Saquon right. Barkley and that hamstring injury, to a greater extent, you look at Carson Wentz. He is their franchise quarterback, Taz, and they are going to take their time with Carson Wentz. They have a lot invested in him, not just this season, but for the long term.
Yeah, and to the point I was making earlier before we started talking about the topic of Carson Wentz, you heard Carson Wentz say with your own ears that it's not just up to him. And that's what I was saying. It's up to, you know, doctors and, yep, and coaches, which is great. We all know that. But I'm saying, like, you know, not too long ago, it really wasn't like that in professional sports, especially a violent sport like football. So it's great that that's going on.
You know, to Washington we go next. And how about the Redskins and the Jets, right? They're getting set for a preseason game on Thursday night, and they're having joint practices. As we see, as this is the custom, right? And yeah, a number of times over the course of preseason, it's become part and parcel now with the National Football League, where you have these joint practices to where you get to kind of scrimmage against another team, which I enjoy and I like.
See, I don't like it.
No.
I think it's cool.
I think it's great you get to knock around other people instead of knocking around each other.
I know. A different color jersey. I get it. I do understand that. But I got to tell you, I'm like old school when it comes to this. I don't want anyone to see inside my fort. F-O-R-T, fort. Okay, I don't want anyone to see. You understand what I mean by that? I don't want you behind my walls, Moose. I don't want you on my compound.
Yeah, but you're
with
not
my team
see,
training.
But here's the one thing, Taz, about that. Coaches talk to one another. They share information, not about particulars, maybe the depth of their play calling sheet or what they're working on in terms of trick plays.
Yeah.
But you see it time and time again.
Think I'm being paranoid?
Yes. The coaching community is a tight community. They talk to one another. They look out for one another. They do that. And I think it's a case of, Taz, I'm not going to show you my entire hand.
No.
I just want to beat up on somebody else.
I know, but it goes for a couple of days.
It does.
It's like, why if I'm the Jets, do I need to...
And then
this,
you get to line up and play one another.
Yeah, but it's like, it's too much. I know they're in different conferences. I get it. But still, I mean, I don't know, dude. I know fans like it and people out of there, you know, and live in attendance. It's a great treat for them. It's like they're seeing a live practice against, you know, two opponents from, you know, two different franchises. But I don't know, man. I'm old school. Maybe I'm a little paranoid. I don't want you in my fort. Stay away from my tank.
Well,
okay?
Here is as the Jets and the Redskins met up, the Jets have a former Redskin in Terrell Pryor who signed last year. I think it was a one-year deal worth $10 or $11 million down in Washington.
Yeah.
And he was a disaster down in Washington, whether it be drop footballs left or right or then dealing with a cavalcade of injuries. He signed with the Jets this offseason to try and revitalize himself and get back to the receiver that he was a couple years ago, Taz, when he was a member of the Cleveland Browns. And yesterday, he and DJ Swearinger of the Washington Redskins got into it, where Swearinger was talking a lot of trash to Terrell Pryor and then fake punched him.
Oh,
and then Terrell flinched.
Dude, you can't flinch.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't disagree with that.
You can't flinch. When you flinch, you're Dunsky. Okay, you can't flinch. You got a helmet on, Terrell. What are you flinching for?
Why are you flinching?
You can't flinch. And then there's video.
Terrible. There's video. And that he is going to be mocked out from left to right. And Swearinger was talking smack all over the place about Terrell Pryor.
Dude, nonstop. He said, I heard some of the sound. We don't have any sound. Right?
We do.
We do? Okay, well, we're going to go to it? I guess so.
We are in a minute.
I don't know if it's the one out there that I know I heard, but maybe I won't upcut our own stuff here. But I'm looking at the sheet. No, but anyway, he's having a rough week, Terrell Pryor. I know we're going to get into what Bowles said about him, too, but, dude, he's having a rough time.
He is. Here's the head coach of the Jets, Todd Bowles, talking about his new wide receiver, Terrell Pryor.
Terrell doesn't need to be descriptive, man. I feel he should keep his mouth shut and leave the injuries to me.
Yeah, I mean, so Terrell Pryor talking about injuries, and there is Todd Bowles, who often does not get that aggressive with what he has to say. It's probably one of the more aggressive statements I've heard Todd Bowles say as a Jet head coach, where he basically told Terrell Pryor to shut his mouth.
I'm laughing because you're right. It's an aggressive.
Say much.
No, I know it's an aggressive statement, but like his inflection, it's the same. He's steady Jones.
He is
the same. He's dry as an erase board. Well, maybe not an erase board, a chalkboard. An erase board's not as dry as a chalkboard, but I digress. So he's dry, Todd Bowles. I met him once at a charity softball game, okay, at Yankee Stadium, and he is the exact same way in person. Boring! But he made that aggressive comment, which I was shocked too. Shut your mouth, Terrell Pryor. I was like, wow, dang.
So you have Pryor and Swearinger getting into it in practice. I guess the big highlight, if you're a Jet fan, would be this. How about the compliments from Redskins cornerback Josh Norman on Jets rookie signal caller Sam Darnold? Let's take a listen.
This little kid is not making mistakes. And he's really accurate. It's kind of like, dang. You know, you get rookies in here and you try to like mess with them and bait them a little bit and thinking that you're going to throw a route that you know you can make a play on, and he's not having it. And it's so crazy to see that at an early age. Dak had that. Carson has that. So it's like, man, they must come in here just not wanting to, you know, like screw it up. And he so far, he's impressed me. I didn't want him to. And that's the main thing. I wanted to bring all rookies back.
Yeah, and so Sam Darnold not only impressing the Jets in practice, not only was he impressive in the first preseason game against the Atlanta Falcons, now in these joint practices with the Washington Redskins, you hear a corner like Josh Norman, who doesn't throw around praise all that often.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Praising the rookie signal caller of the Jets and saying how good he looks in these joint practices.
You hear the way he said in the beginning, he goes,
This kid is not making mistakes.
Yes. What are you like?
Mistakes.
Did he pinch his own inner thigh to make himself get that high?
Mistakes.
It's kind of silly, right?
It is.
No, but I'm wondering with people out there listening to us right now, Moose, if they see that's the thing, like with the whole joint practice thing, and you get a guy like Norman getting there and making comments. I don't want him to know anything about my young rookie quarterback. So people out there listening, call the show 855-212-4227. Do you like the joint practice deal that they do with NFL camps? Are you with me? Where don't let me in my fort? Or you with the Moose? Where he's like, come on in.
Competition's a good thing. Come on in.
The fort.
855-212-4227. Want to hear from you as we roll right along. Just getting going here on this Wednesday morning. Taz and the Moose with you. We've got a bench cut start coming your way next. As we hinted about at the start of the show, Jets quarterback scenario, Sam Darnold playing off the Josh Norman cut. Josh McCown, Teddy Bridgewater trying to revitalize his career. Bench cut start, Jet signal callers. And to play the point that Taz just made, do you love joint practices or do you hate them? Want to hear from you. Do you like it, hate it, love it? 855-212-4CBS. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm starving, Moose. Okay, you know what's going on here. You work behind the scenes with me. I usually have two small meals before every show.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Starbucks, great brand, wasn't open all morning. And now it's open, and I'm here doing a national radio show.
Right.
I'm starving. And I'm going to get cranky. I'm just telling you right now.
Someone could go downstairs and get you some food.
I looked for a guy. I can't find him.
Well, maybe you went to the bathroom.
Well, it's
a 5-minute break.
It's unacceptable. I'm starving.
Sure, Billy will go down for you.
I know. I love Billy. But the thing is, I usually don't like people running errands for me.
You got to take care of them, though. You got to buy them breakfast.
You know me. Look, I got a lot of problems. Money ain't one of them. Okay? So I'll take care of them.
Don't worry. Marco, what would you like for breakfast?
Oh, the kid a buck. If I'm buying Marco breakfast.
Why not?
He's doing
updates for us this morning.
Listen, I just need something to eat. Otherwise, I'm going to become a very usually I'm very jovial out here. I'm going to become a little bit of a
I wouldn't say you're jovial. You're not like Santa Claus. No.
Ho, ho, ho!
No, you're
Santa Claus.
I would not say you're like jolly old St. Nick.
I mean, I might have put on a few pounds after I wrestled, but not that much.
I would not say that.
No, but jovial, jocularity, a lot of jocularity out of me.
Right, when you when I walk in, I feel like it's a Vegas nightclub in the morning.
Maybe not that.
You're working the room.
I get it.
You're working the room.
Marco's here.
Hello, Marco. That's just not the case whatsoever.
I gotta be honest, I have no transition from that. I don't know where there to go from
none.
That.
There is none. All they know is
it's amazing the perception you have of yourself and what reality is.
I think I'm a very happy
I'm not saying you're not a happy person.
But I don't.
I'm not saying you're not a good guy.
You might be right, because I walk by people and I expect smiles and, hey, well, Taz, yeah, good morning. I get none of that. I get grunts. People grunt at me, you know?
I don't know about that, but all I do know is that you sit there, you look very moody.
Yeah, well.
You have a growl on your face. You sit there, you're often listening to some kind of heavy metal music.
I am Taz. Like a little Limp Bizkit-esque.
Or whatever.
Warfare. That's kind of my thing, and I get fired up for the show. And
right.
I get really,
so you're sitting there with the headphones on.
Packing a lip.
Right. Yeah, watching Japanese wrestling.
That's true. That's happened more than once.
So that's basically what Taz is doing at 5:15 a.m. in the morning. So if you ever wonder what Taz is doing before the show, he's listening to Limp Bizkit and he's watching Japanese wrestling.
That has happened a couple times.
I can't speak for anybody else, but I could see why that would be a bit intimidating as they walk by in the morning.
I know, it's true. I never realized that.
Yeah.
I'm from a locker room, like a wrestling thing, and it's like we get, you know, I'm still used to that.
But you're not.
Our music tastes are alike, Taz. Maybe that's why I didn't notice that.
That's not jovial.
That could be intimidating for people at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Why do you think people. No, it's not a matter. I don't think people really recognize. I sit in the cubicle next to him, so I see what you can tell what he's watching. So, like.
Well, we don't really have a cubicle. We have offices, let's be honest.
Whatever.
Let's be realistic here.
Yeah, it's a cubicle. All right,
you want to pull back the curtain all the way, Moose, please.
Well, that's fine.
Try and give us a little higher standing here.
No, there's no higher standard. Just tell them what it is.
You want to hang out in the closet?
You guys got to sit in a freaking shoebox over here.
Well, that's what we are. We're in a cubicle. That's what we are. We don't have an office. We've asked for an office 2 or 3 times. We're denied every occasion.
Yeah, I know. Damn it, I want an office.
Right, there is no office. So we're sitting there in a cubicle. I would not say jovial would be the way I would describe
not
your
the right
mood
adjective.
At 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you're a good guy. I'm not saying you're not
a
good guy. You're a great guy.
I got to work on it, I guess.
Not exactly jovial.
Yeah,
no.
I see a lot of people are laughing, having fun. Even this early in the morning at work.
It's amazing.
Here.
I walk in, everyone's like, hey, Moose, what's going on?
I know. Dude, that's the truth. Everybody loves the Moose here. And like me, it's like, hey, what's up? Like, you know, it's like, I have a name.
That comes with 20 years.
No, I know. You paid your dues here. I understand that. I get that. Fine. And I respect that. But, God, it's like you walk in, it's like the Pope showed up. You know, and he's in and out Becks. You know,
Mark Malusis.
It's like, oh, wow, Malusis is here.
Oh, there's Taz.
Hey, what's up? Hard ass city. That's me. You know what I mean? What are you doing? Maybe one day to warm up.
Shut up.
No, they'll warm up. They'll warm up.
By Billy Breakfast, he'll warm up. He'll be all good.
I need something to eat because this laughter can turn to anger soon. I'm
taking it away, Marco. What's going on, brother?
All right, guys. Well, Steelers getting themselves a little scared. Ben Roethlisberger.
That's the spit take. Sorry.
Took a hit in practice. All right, that leaves him in concussion protocol. So obviously that's not funny because Big Ben's already been ruled out. Obviously tomorrow's game with the Packers, which means absolutely nothing. So Steelers going to keep an eye on that one. Giants are being a little bit coy with Saquon Barkley's injury. Now, he didn't participate in practice. They're calling it day-to-day. That's still that mild hamstring strain.
Player safety is right on the front burner for all of us all the time. So if he's able to go, he'll play. If he's not, he won't be out there.
That's head coach Pat Shurmur talking about Friday's game with the Lions. Hard to imagine you're actually going to put
he's
the second overall. I mean, I don't know why we're playing this dance.
No way.
There's no reason to do it, but for some reason the Giants
it shouldn't even be in the conversation. They shouldn't even ponder this.
I'm with you. We said it yesterday.
The question's got to be asked.
Question's got to be asked, but why be quiet? Yeah, no, Friday's out of the question. We'll see next week. Day to day. You know, he's not that bad, but there's no reason to push it for Friday.
Did you get a haircut, Marco?
Yeah, I did.
You look better with a hat on.
I do look better with a hat on. I got a little flat.
Maybe you should wear a mask also.
You know, I think that would really work out. I'm not putting on a singlet.
Like an executioner,
that would be bad.
Like a
No, I don't, you know.
Where do you go?
Just a Great Clips.
Nice.
Give them a free publicity.
$5.99. $5, $6.
I wish it was a little bit more than that.
High end.
Yeah, they kind of got at me with the hat for the TV on Monday. They were not happy with
me. Oh, you're a TV star now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Dude, TV hits.
Yeah, a couple of them the last few days.
Where TV you been on? Where?
Here, Jim Rome.
Nice.
Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Network.
The grand, high, exalted, mystic ruler. Yeah, Jim Rome.
His hair looks good, though. Marco's hair looks nice.
I was going to say, I'm here till 12:30. Yeah, you know, you got to roll right on through.
Eastern time, by the way.
Are you almost done?
Put a nice product in your hair.
Close. All right, why don't we do a little bit of baseball, because the A's just don't lose.
The first pitch to Jed. He swings and sails one to deep right. Haniger is back toward the track, at the wall, and out it goes. Jed Lowry gets Felix again.
It's a two-run shot for Jed Lowry. A's up in the Mariners 3-2. Vince Catronio, the call, A's Radio Network. Couple that with the Rockies beating the Astros. Don't look now. Oakland is one game behind Houston for tops in the West. They've won 17 out of 22. Giants, they slip by the Dodgers 2-1, but the story in this one was a benches-clearing brawl started with Yasiel Puig and catcher Nick Hundley.
You know, they've been scuffling a little bit. We're trying to catch them. It's obviously a nice rivalry. We had some words, pushed it a couple times, and you saw what happens. So, I mean, there's really nothing more to it than that.
So, obviously, no love lost there. A few other games to note. Ronald Acuna Jr., a leadoff homer for the third straight game. He went deep twice. He's homered in five consecutive games overall. Braves overpower the Marlins 10-6. Red Sox 7 strong from Rick Porcello. They win again. They bounce the Phillies 2-1. Brewers shut out the Cubs 7-0. Ryan Braun homer twice. They're now just two games behind the Cubs in the Central. Cardinals have won 7 straight, beat the Nationals, who are obviously fading. And the Indians pounded the Reds 8-1. Corey Kluber's 15th win, but it was a little bit down note as the Tribe lost Trevor Bauer, stress fracture in his fibula.
That's it. You're done, right?
There you go.
Why do you not exit properly? You did this yesterday. I'm not happy with the way he exits, Moose.
What do you want him to say?
Tell me. You need me, Taz.
I need you to finish the drill. Okay, so when you come
finish
here.
Finish the drill.
Finish the drill.
He's just laid out.
No, but that's it. That's awkward. It's just it's awkward. You just need to say, all right, guys, thank you, bye-bye. Something
right,
like that.
All right, back to you guys.
Yeah, back to you guys.
You want to back to you? All right.
Something
all right.
Very trite like
you
that.
You leave me, Taz. I will go wherever
back to you
want
guys.
Me to go. We went through this. Limp Bizkit, the wrestling. Yeah. Right. I got
to
tell you.
Great to work with you, Marco.
Whatever you want me to do,
Marco,
I got
you. See
you
then. Take a left,
you lead the way, Taz.
Back to you guys.
Get him out of here. I'll go.
Sit out. Bye, Marco.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Moose, we were talking about Ben Roethlisberger in concussion protocol, and then we were talking about the Jets and the Redskins and the joint practice thing, and it got a little scuffle thing going on, Terrell Pryor and all this jazz, and Swearinger. I don't like joint practices. You do. And so we posed a question to the audience. Do you like it or not? 855-212-4227. Hey, Orlando in Birmingham, Alabama. You're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
What's going on, Taz?
What's up, Hoss?
What's up, man? One of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Well,
there
I appreciate that.
I do like joint practices. At least you ain't beating up on each other.
That's right. Oh, Orlando, let me ask you a question. Do you have like an IV attached to you or something? I hear a beep. What's that noise?
Oh, sorry. That's my truck. I'm doing get off work.
Oh, I thought you had like an equipment attached to you. So you like the idea of joint practices?
Yeah, in a way, because when I coached, like in lower levels, I'd rather had practice against other groups of kids than my own.
Right.
You know, the team I was practicing against, so I wouldn't get any of them hurt or whatever.
Right.
That's what I was saying.
I got you. Good point. Well, Orlando, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. Appreciate the love for the show here. Yeah, exactly. See, so he likes it. So, see, some people dig it. Some people don't. I just think it's like, I don't want people knowing what. You're right. I know what you said earlier. It's not like teams are going to give away secrets. I agree with you on that. But I don't know. Just I'm very territorial. You know what I mean? I'm very, very territorial.
I get the idea of being territorial, but it also gives you an opportunity. You don't have to show your entire hand. You're not laying everything out there in a practice. It can be very, very basic. It's just a matter of being able to hit and be physical, put yourself in pads, and go after another player. And I also think competition makes everyone around you better, and seeing different guys, because I do think you can learn the traits if you're still practicing. If you and I are going up against each other, I'm a defensive end, you're an offensive tackle, day in, day out.
Dude,
day
I'd
in,
kick
day
your
out.
Ass. I well, would. But that, I would. I'd kick your ass.
The point is we would learn. We would learn what strengths and weaknesses of each other.
I know.
And so then all of a sudden you as an individual start to play off those weaknesses. When you go up against others, it makes you better all around as a football player. That's the way I look at
Everything you said is true.
Yeah.
It's accurate. I just don't like it. That's why there's the practice squad. Let's go against them and put them in a burgundy jersey if we're the Jets. And speaking of Jets, are we going to do bench cuts starting anytime soon? I mean, are we doing it now? I'm ready.
Well, we're going to get to it right now.
Let's
do
go.
It.
Boom. And boom. 3, 2, 1. Boom.
That's it's not now That's time to bench people. Cut or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench cut start.
Pete's a little the board operator.
A little bench cut start.
He's a little upset at the host. He's a little upset at one of the hosts, anyway.
Yes. Bench cut start. So here we go.
What's it doing?
Speaking of the Jets, it is bench cut start time. Darnold, Josh McCown, Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah. Go, Tez. Take it away.
Oh, just like that. Just
yes.
I wasn't prepared.
The three quarterbacks.
I know. I'm teasing. All right. I'm going to – look, first off, as a former Jet fan, I got to say it's nice that Mean Green finally has some options at the quarterback position. This is nice. It's refreshing. I think the last good quarterback I almost see that. That was a Freudian slip. I said we. The last good quarterback that Jets had was probably Namath. It wasn't Ken O'Brien. It wasn't Richard Todd. It wasn't Sanchez. Even though he's done some good stuff while he was there early on, Sanchez. I had high hopes of Sanchez. I remember Brett Favre came over from the Packers.
Ah, exactly.
Brett Favre. Yeah, so you remember all that. Who am I missing? There's got to be some other miserable Jet quarterbacks.
I was thinking about Favre's first game, Lambeau, Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh,
replaced the great Don Majkowski.
Yeah.
The Magic Man.
Yes. Great name, right?
Yes. Magic Man.
You should be Moose the Magic Man.
No.
Mark Belusis the Magic Man Moose.
That's
kind of long.
That's a little long.
Quadruple M, we'll call
you. That's a little. No, stop.
No?
That's a little.
Kind of sucks. All right, so
Moose,
I'm going to bench.
Mark the Magic Man Belusis.
Dude, that might be pretty good.
No.
So no Moose. No more Moose. Just use Magic Man.
No. My nickname.
What are you, like a club dancer in what are you? You like a male dancer in like Vegas now? The Magic Man? Wasn't there like a movie with that?
I think if I was a male dancer in Vegas, Moose would work better.
I think if you were a male dancer in Vegas, that establishment would go out of business, but I digress. All right, so I wouldn't draw much more money than you, I promise. All right, so I'm gonna bench the rookie. I know a lot of people probably would want to start him. I'm benching Sam Darnold. I'm going to cut McCown. I'm going to start Teddy Bridgewater. So here's the thing. I'm a believer in Sam Darnold. I initially wasn't. I watched him play at USC like most folks did, and he did very, very well there. But I also saw him throw the ball a lot to opposing jerseys in college. He had a little bit of an INT issue, in my opinion. But I'm assuming he's cleaned that up, and he's at another level now, and he's around great coaching and great leadership with a veteran quarterback like McCown, who's probably helping the whole room there. But I do think Sam Darnold, will be the guy for a lot of years in New York for the Jets. I do. Right now, just because he is so green, pardon the pun, I would not have him as my starter. I would go with Bridgewater. I think Bridgewater, I know he's coming off of a really bad injury, and he's been out of football for a long time. I get it. I know that. But you remember him with the Vikings, and you know his numbers were very impressive. He is just a excellent quarterback. He looked great in that first preseason game. He physically looks good. McCown, my only thing with him, I hate to be a douche like that. It's just that he's just so up there in age. He just never was a ultra-dominant QB. I think that if Bridgewater didn't have the injury, because he did look sharp when they played the Falcons and won 17-0 this preseason game last week. If Teddy didn't get that injury, I think that he would have had a tremendous, he'd still be doing great for the Vikings, but he did get hurt. And he was 7-for-8 and threw for 85 yards against the Falcons, which isn't like epic, but he didn't play that much. Sam Darnold played a lot. You know, he threw for almost 100 yards, but you got to play the rookie. We saw the Browns do that too with Bayfield, but I digress. So there's my bench cut start in long-winded form. I am going to bench Sam. I'm going to cut the veteran, and I'm going to start Teddy.
Okay, I think it's interesting the way you go, is there's a number. You look at McCown, you love the veteran presence, you don't want to lose him necessarily a part of that quarterback's room. You look at Bridgewater, a wonderful story coming back from the knee injury, and then, Taz, you and I have talked about Sam Darnold. I love him, and I think he's going to be an amazing quarterback for the Jets for a long, long time, and I'm not surprised by all the accolades that are being thrown his way early on. during the course of preseason, joint practices, or jet practices down in Florham Park, New Jersey. So, I'm going to bench Darnold because I am going to play the long game with Sam Darnold. He does not have to be there opening week. I know he is going to be my long-term solution at quarterback. I don't need to rush him into the position. He has got to earn it. If he earns it, then he's the starter week one. I am going to cut McCown. And the reason why I'm going to cut Josh McCown, and I love his leadership, is that I'm going to start Teddy Bridgewater, Taz, in the hopes of maybe building up his trade value to the where I can then pair off Teddy Bridgewater to another team. So that's the way that I would look at it if I were the Jets right now. Bridgewater, loved watching him at Louisville. You give the guy a lot of credit for working his way back from what was a grotesque knee injury to the point where other football players were getting sick on the field up in Minnesota. Remember that a couple of summers ago.
Unfortunately
is the word is right. He's worked his way all the way back. And if that knee is healthy, Teddy Bridgewater is a starter in the National Football League. So we'll start for the Jets, and then I will cut Josh McCown. So bench, I'm going to bench Sam Darnold, cut Josh McCown, start Teddy Bridgewater.
You know, you could have saved yourself a lot of time.
Yeah.
If you would have just said, Taz, ditto.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, though. I got to give the audience, they want to hear the Moose. I got to give them
my logic.
They want to
hear the Magic Man.
I want to give them, yes. You got to give them what they want, no?
Yeah, you do.
What do you say, job. Ditto?
No, that would
Magic. Taz, ditto.
And we got a break. Hey, ditto.
What about we start off a show and you're like, and you give them this great, like we do a little hot cheese. And I'm like, Taz, ditto. Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It'd probably be funny.
It would be funny.
You can't do that.
Our program director, Mark Chernoff, will come up. What are you doing?
What is that?
What are you
ditto?
Doing? It's terrible. Ditto. What is this? It's the national radio.
All right, Ben, you don't have a lot of time, sir. You are the guest producer. What is your bench cut start? Let's go, sir.
I'm going to cut Josh McCown, bench Teddy Bridgewater, and start Sam Darnold. And the reason why I'm benching Bridgewater is for the potential of a trade later in the season. I think that it gives the Jets numerous outlets as quarterbacks go down. If Bridgewater is as healthy as they report, they can potentially get, you know, draft picks or players in return.
Okay. All right, Ben. And now,
Pete the Body.
Mr. Jet fan, Pete the Body. Go ahead, sir.
Ditto.
There you go. Very nice. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I'm not going to argue with you. It's Taz of the Moose with you. Want to hear your bench cut start of the Jets quarterbacks. Want to hear them next. McCown, Bridgewater, Sam Darnold, bench cut start. You know the deal.
Right.
We do this throughout the course all the time right here on Taz.
Right. Through the show. And also, if you want to call in, if you like or dislike joint practices, feel free to call in 855-212-4227.
Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Well, the good news is...
Time that out.
Okay.
Try them. Go ahead.
The food's on the way.
Good job. There you go. Food's on the way, so you're going to be fit.
I'm going to be eating.
Yeah. Nice.
Right.
We can all witness you housing your food.
I offered to you. You didn't want nothing.
I know you offered.
I'm a good-hearted guy. You know that.
I know that. Thank you. But you're asking me, you know I bring my breakfast every morning.
For you.
Yeah.
That's
I do. What am I supposed to provide breakfast for the entire room?
Every once in a while for your co-host broadcast colleague, you throw him a little burger, a little grilled cheese, with a little ham on it, a brisket. Nice. That's kind of what
to you.
6 a.m.
What am I
you
married
ever see
to
what
you?
Moose eats sometimes? The guy pulls out a 7-course meal at left.
Maybe I'll have an egg sandwich. Today I have a green onion omelet.
See what I mean? The guy will bring the
cheese.
Most gourmet breakfast. He has time in the morning to make this
that.
Is amazing to me.
And I have an orange.
Dude, I think you have a personal chef.
I don't. I wish I did. It would be fantastic. That's my wife's dream.
My dream, too. That's my
wife's dream. She'd love to have a personal chef.
There is a kind of a personal chef. It's called DoorDash. If that's one of these apps that gets food delivered right to your door.
Nice. Great brand, whatever works for you. Time now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day.
Yeah, we threw out there, we did bench cut start earlier, so you could call the show anytime you want and give you a bench cut start. The topic is Jets quarterbacks between Sam Darnold, McCown, or Teddy Bridgewater. Who do you bench? Who do you cut? Who do you start? We also threw out there joint practices in the NFL. Do you like them? Do you hate them? 855-212-4227. Hey, Ross in Pensacola, Florida. You're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say there, Haas?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Ross?
What's going on, my man? What up?
Hey, man, I only get to listen to y'all for an hour down here in Pensacola. But me and my coworkers, we're all cooks and chefs, and we really get going listening to y'all every morning, man. And it's just a pleasure to hear y'all.
We appreciate it, Ross.
Ross, that's really nice to hear.
That's
we do
great.
Appreciate that. And, dude, listen, I don't know if you guys do it down there, Ross, or not, but, you know, if you don't get a chance, I guess because the affiliate you listen to, it goes to different programming, I'm assuming, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So you could just get the podcast we drop every day. You can listen
every
to
day.
Catch up on the show on radio.com or Apple Podcasts. Just listen to the rest of the show that way.
That sounds awesome, man. I think we'll actually try that out today. But I was going to tell you, I totally agree with you, Kev. I don't agree with having people peek behind the curtain type of thing.
Right.
Whether they're running different routes or different plays for preseason or whatever, but you just don't want them to know your, you know, anything. You don't
protective,
want to know your
right?
X-factor
yeah.
at all.
Right. You're a little protective. And I Moose is on a different side of the fence on that. You and I, Ross, are on the same side of the fence. I appreciate your call. I should say we appreciate your call. Sorry.
I get it. No, that's all right.
That,
right.
Know,
we not
habit.
I. But I get the point that you and Ross are making, pulling the curtain down. However, like I mentioned earlier, you don't show everything you have.
I know.
And once you start to put stuff out on tape, and Taz, realistically speaking, though, don't a lot of teams know exactly what's going to define another team? They know each other back.
Yeah,
they're watching so much tape
and
watch
play,
so much film.
When I allow you...
So much advanced scouting.
I know, you're right. But when I allow you to physically go up against one of my guys...
Yeah.
Every little nuance, any little intricacy, you can learn.
You certainly don't want an incident where Swearinger's fake punching Terrell Pryor and he's flinching.
And he's punking out one of your receivers.
You don't want to have that happen. I agree with you there.
Then Bulls punked him out in a press conference. Hey, Heath in Texas. You're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Heath?
Hi, Taz. Thanks for having me on, guys.
What up, Heath?
What's up, bud?
So I have mixed feelings about the practices between two different teams.
Yes.
I like it because it helps, you know, break in the rookies a little bit, you know, but I don't like it whenever, for instance, the Texans square off with the Cowboys in the preseason, but they also square off in the regular season. So I don't like that aspect of it.
That's bad, in my opinion. Really bad. I agree with you on that, Heath.
It makes me think of the LSU-Alabama championship game, right? Because in the regular season, LSU beat Alabama, but then when they squared off in the championship game, I mean, what happened? Alabama dominated LSU, and I think it's because Nick Saban not only had game tape, but also had playing time with them.
Well, you're right, Heath, and you took the words right out of my mouth, and we appreciate you calling, because game film, game tape is exactly it. Once you have that footage, and that's the thing, too, Moose, with joint practices, you have – these things are all taped. There's cameras everywhere. All these NFL teams, as you know, they're taping all these things. So now you
they
have
are.
Footage, man. You have footage.
You have footage. You have a feel. But play to my point earlier is that you have an idea. You might not know exactly everything, and you're not going to know exactly everything coming out of these joint practices either. You might learn something about a rookie or an individual that you've not seen in this particular system. That's all well and good. But isn't it also a case of what it comes down to is execution of your team, what you need to do week in and week out, not necessarily what the opponent is doing?
Yes, I just believe let's not give them an advantage. You know what I mean? That's all.
We'll get more of your bench cut start calls. A Jets quarterback scenario, Darnold, Bridgewater, or Josh McCown. And we'll touch upon everything that's transpiring down in Maryland as well. Big press conference yesterday. We get into that next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.